All right, Jenny, let's move to the next one. More on bleeding. This one's on hemostatic disorders.
Yep. This is from Hunt. It's bleeding and coagulopathies in critical care from the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, again, this is a big, dense review article. They go through all possible options of coagulopathies. So I tried to pick out key points from kind of each different one to make sure you got the major bullet points here. So key point one, don't just correct lab values. Only be correcting these lab values if the patient is having a bleeding problem that you're seeing or they're having a required surgery. Don't just fix them to fix them. Key point number two, we don't really, as of right now, have a definitive answer on the best transfusion ratio of plasma to red cells. So apparently in Europe, they're doing it different than we are in North America. But just remember that this is still up for debate.
And let's remember, this is from 2014, Jenny. Since then, we have had multiple studies looking at this. And most of us are trying to go to a 1-to-1-to-1 transfusion ratio. But, you know, 4 years ago, we didn't have all that information.
That's a pretty good point, actually. Key point three. Tranexamic acid, TXA, should be given to all of your patients who have major bleeding after trauma. Just give it. There's no more debate there. Key point four, there's really not good evidence to support giving FFP to correct abnormal coagulation tests prior to an invasive procedure. So you don't have to do it just to correct abnormal tests. Key point five, sepsis is the most common cause of DIC, and DIC usually presents with bleeding. Only about 5-10% of those patients are going to present with microthrombi. Key point six, in thrombocytopenia, transfuse at a threshold of 10,000 for a stable patient and 50,000 for an actively bleeding patient. And key point seven, this is an interesting one. We often remember that liver failure will result in an elevated INR, but these patients are losing both their procoagulants and their anticoagulants that are produced by the liver. So they actually result with a coagulopathy that's more similar to DIC than to warfarin use. So their lab tests are going to be pretty similar to a DIC patient. And then key point eight, bleeding that's due to renal disease is typically due to impaired platelet function. So this is going to give you ecchymosis, purpura, epistaxis, and bleeding from puncture sites.
Very nice. And that seventh point about liver dysfunction brings us nicely into the next paper.